This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
I love you, Pumpkin.
I love you too, Honey Bunny.
Everybody be cool. This is a robbery.
Any of you freaking pricks move and I'll execute every freaking last one of you. Mother freakers. Welcome back once again. This is, of course, the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark. I'm here with my good friend, Simon.
Good day.
And off the top there, you heard a little bit of our acting chops and why we don't act for a living. That's a good way to put that, I think.
Excellent way. Yes, we will not be giving up our day jobs.
As much fun as that would be, no. But as it's a little homage to Quentin Tarantino, you heard, of course, the song Dick Dale and the Deltones, Miserulu, which obviously featured at the very beginning of Pulp Fiction, and our little Honey Bunny and Pumpkin thing. But either way, what we're doing tonight is a tribute to
independent movies and independent movie theaters.
Yes. Well put, Simon.
Yeah.
So let's do a couple from off the top here from Quentin Tarantino films, and then we'll move on to
a variety of other things.
We got a ton of stuff, and yes, we're all over the map tonight, so it should be a lot of fun.
So we're going to play Bob Seger next.
Bob Seger System, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, from Tarantino's latest outing, which would be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I do enjoy how he keeps changing history.
Yeah, actually, it was that was one of those movies that, I enjoyed watching it, but I don't know that it's going to be on my, Desert Island rewatch list.
No, not the same way Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs would be, but it's still a fun movie, and I like the fact that they relived at the end.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead type show, where it's, things happening in the background of major events. It was kind of cool.
Well, they killed Hitler at the end of Inglourious Basterds. That was always fun.
Yeah, well, you know, we can always, like you said, it's good rewriting history, I guess.
Ideal rewriting of history. So, anyway, so that's what we're doing for tonight. And right now, this is Bob Seger and the System, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Spin fortune wheel. Saturday night, when you left the job and you felt alright, don't seem the same since Cosmic Light came into my life. I thought I was divine. I used to go around to Chicago and listen to the music on the radio. My saxophone was blowing on a rock and roll show. We climbed in the back seat, and it ain't at the time. Perfume I smell. My hands kind of fumbled with the wet plastic belt. I taste her baby pink lipstick and that's when I melt. She whispered in my ear tonight, she really was mine. Get back in front, put some hair on her butter. All I was singing is very last song. With your arms around your girl, you try to sing along. It felt pretty good. Woo! Baby, and every time.
And our pizza's here, apparently.
Evidently. So that was Hot Patootie Bless My Soul by Meatloaf, a.k.a. Eddie, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And the reason why that's prevalent tonight, or relevant, I guess is a better word, would be that we're talking about independent movies and independent movie theaters. So Rocky Horror, of course, was played prominently over the Halloween weekend at both Hamilton's theaters. So we're doing that. Coming up next, we have another one from, we just played something from Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. One more from that film. Next, then we'll move on to something else. This is Wire by Strange, and it's a soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back. Apparently, somebody's at the door.
That would already happened. We're going for the live feel here, but this is a recording. We're going for the live feel. So we got pizza at the door and the dog barking and all that stuff. So
as we record in the basement, so we're kind of doing the Wayne and Garth thing.
Yes.
Party on, Simon.
Right on. Party on, Mark. So we just heard Strange. No. Strange by Wire, which is from a movie called Come On, Come On, which stars Joaquin Phoenix, which is currently playing at the Playhouse Theater here in Hamilton. Mark and I recently visited the Playhouse Theater, and the management there let us record our last couple shows there. And there's Hamilton has
which we definitely appreciate.
Yes, we did. We want to thank them. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Playhouse in a minute. I just want to acknowledge that not only in Hamilton do we have the Playhouse, which is a beautiful retro theater that has some plays some independent movies and as well as some cult classics. We also have the Westdale, which is recently renovated, the Westdale Theater in the west end of Hamilton, yes. In Westdale, which is also a great theater that plays, short run movies and
they're both amazing. I've been to both of them recently. Yeah, I really love it.
And we also have a very cool space in Hamilton, which was on the cusp of closing and was saved by some excellent entrepreneurs in the city, the Staircase Theater.
Down in Dundurn Street.
Which is sort of a restaurant. They have great food. They have a sort of a theater in the back, which you can rent out. If you're a listener,
they play movies. They do.
If you're a listener, you'll know that we have a good friend, John Muri from Survival Zombie Films, and a couple of his films that I've participated in have been, premiered there. So it's a great place for independent filmmakers to screen their movies in front of an audience. And they are right now playing some cult classics as well that you can go see off the street. So, that's the three we talked about, right?
That's the three.
So we have some great theaters here, some great places to see movies. Not that, Silver City and those kinds of places and the IMAX theaters aren't also great, but definitely the Westdale, the Playhouse.
If you want to see something with a bit of soul, this is probably the best place.
Absolutely.
Not that I'm putting down Spider-Man, which I'm looking forward to seeing.
I enjoy all of those movies as well, for sure. So when we are at the Playhouse, we spoke with the manager, Jacob, about his – he recently restored a couple 35-millimeter film projectors, and they're there at the Playhouse, and they're getting used, which is super cool. So we're going to play a little bit more music, and then when we come back, we're going to play this interview with Jacob, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the projectors at the Playhouse.
Cool. This one is from the film Juno. Elliot Page and Michael Cera. Sorry, yeah, Elliot, that's right. I said it right. It's the Kinks, well-respected man, and this is the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
'Cause he gets up in the morning and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. But he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bag the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best.
and he hopes to grab his bob and root when fate passes on. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays his flock to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matter of all the instincts, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
All right. Today we're at the Playhouse Theater on Sherman Avenue in Hamilton. We're talking with the manager, owner, manager.
You got Jacob. Yep, that's right. Yeah.
Jacob, thanks. First of all, thanks for having us here. We're recording some episodes of the soundtrack show here today. We're using the space here at the Playhouse.
We've hijacked his office. So
yeah.
Thank you,
well,
Jacob, for that.
And it's a step up from the stinky basements we've been recording in.
Very true.
So that's definitely a bonus.
I had considered that. I had considered taking us down to the boiler room at the Playhouse.
Maybe next Halloween we'll come back and do a Halloween episode from the boiler room at the Playhouse.
Yeah,
of course. The difference is Freddie will actually come out and get us.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
Don't fall asleep.
So earlier this evening, Jacob, we're just off the projection room. We were admiring your 35mm projector that's got a bit of a story behind it. Could you share that with us?
Yeah. So the booth, this is where the magic happens, the magic of movies. So we've got two projector systems here. So we've our workhorse digital projector system, which, you know, we're running film on right now. And then there's a 35mm projector system, which we painstakingly restored over the pandemic. You know, as you know, cinemas spent most of their time closed since about March 2020. So it left a lot of time for tinkering and repairing a couple of old projectors. That's what I did. So,
and you did that work yourself mostly?
A lot of it, yeah. A lot of the actual pulling apart projectors, cleaning parts, cleaning gears, re-oiling gears, reassembling them, I did myself, and then called on the experts to get them running, get power to them, file aperture plates to the screen, and do a lot of the actual setup specific to our venue. Because there's a little bit of fine-tuning you have to do to these systems to get them to look good and sound good for films. But yeah, they're in the booth now, and as of August this year, we've added 35mm film presentations to our repertory here.
That's
I was here a little
cool.
while back. Sorry, Simon. I
no,
was
go
back.
Ahead.
I was here a little while back for your Halloween weekend with my daughter watching The Shining.
Yes.
And now I didn't realize that I saw the ad later and realized it said 35mm. I was impressed because I come in and I watched it 2 months ago on TV, and of course it's Blu-ray perfect.
Yeah.
There is a lot of charm in watching a movie that's got all the little hairs and the little imperfections in the print. And if the sound is kind of a little bit off here and there. And it takes you back in time. It really, really does. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that was, I was kind of sorry to see it when we caught that print. It was in a little rough shape.
A little, but
It's been screened to, you can only imagine how many thousands of people have had a collective experience watching that
over
print.
41 years.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Over,
yeah, but yeah, 41
yeah.
years.
There's definitely something, I really like physical media. I'm really sad for younger people who just download everything, stream everything. because, you know, the 35 millimeter prints are akin to, you know, vinyl, which we've had a vinyl show before, and we'll have another one for sure. And there's and with the resurgence of vinyl right now, it's so great to, like, have, you know, the full size covers and to hear that, like, you know, hiss of the record turning, and it definitely has a warmth to the sound, and I'm sure that translates to film
too. Absolutely. Well, there's analog aficionados who say that it's the way to go, you know, and certainly Quentin Tarantino and Christopher Nolan and now with Paul Thomas Anderson's new film Licorice Pizza, they love to shoot film, and they love to show film in theaters too when they can. So it's just a different quality, a different quality of experience that was sadly lost when theaters converted to digital about a decade ago.
Yeah. And for folks who aren't familiar with the Playhouse, even if you are here on an evening where it's a digital showing and not a 35 millimeter, the theater itself here is old school. Like it has that old school look and feel. And so
when did it originally open?
Yeah.
Playhouse, the Playhouse Theater, as it was originally called, opened in 1914. It began construction, to my knowledge, began construction in the early spring of 1914, and was completed in the fall, I think around November 1914. And it was originally a vaudeville theater in addition to showing movies. But if you look at the early announcement for the construction of this theater in the Hamilton Herald, it says, built expressly for the purpose of showing movies, which that was a new thing in 1914.
It still would have been the original film, and then you'd have probably the piano player down the corner playing the soundtrack, which always that was amazing. We didn't have talkies until 28?
Yep, first one, Jazz Singer, 1928. Yeah.
Have you ever shown a silent film with a piano player here?
Not just with a piano player, but we've done a series of these events with the VOC Silent Film Harmonic, silent films, and they bring about four or five musicians who improvise and perform a score to these silent films, and they're incredible. It's just a totally, you can't, unless you're in the audience and you've seen a silent film with live accompaniment, it is just an incredible way to watch a movie.
Awesome. Well, hopefully with the pandemic hopefully coming to an end and restrictions started to come and loosen, hopefully you'll be able to put on some more things like that. In the meantime, I can't encourage people enough to come down and check out this beautiful theater. Like I said, even if it's on a day where or a movie you want to see is not on 35 millimeter, it's still worthwhile coming down here and enjoying a film in this small, sort of somewhat intimate, but also very cool space to enjoy a movie in.
Definitely. I'm also very, very happy to see that you survived the pandemic. You're slowly
running. Yes.
So many businesses haven't. I was really hoping, because I've been down here a few times. I was here. It wasn't last Christmas. It was the one before where you played It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
And that one of my all-time favorite movies. And just seeing it in a theater was just incredible.
Yeah.
So I was so happy to see that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Yeah, we're glad to be back, too. And we're looking at 2021 screenings of It's a Wonderful Life.
Beautiful.
All right.
So
check out the Playhouse website to see what they're showing. And we'll post some links and some pictures on our Facebook page. And hopefully we'll talk to you again in the future, Jacob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd love it. Yeah. Thanks so much for...
thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah.
All thanks. Right. And thanks for hosting us here tonight. Okay. Take care.
She come around here about midnight. She come around here about midnight. Make me feel so good. Every night about midnight. She come to my home. Make me feel all right. Walking down the street, she knock on my door. Walking down the street, she knock on my door. She come in my room, make me feel so good. You know what a woman do?
Wow, wow, she made me feel all right. She's a natural bone woman, natural bone soul sender. Natural bone woman, natural bone soul sender. She come here by midnight. Yeah, yeah.
I tell you about my baby. When those comes around,
whoa,
5 feet four,
midnight,
from my head to the ground,
well, well,
comes around here,
going on about midnight,
till about midnight,
midnight, midnight,
man, she make me feel so
oh,
good,
yeah,
but I feel all right,
you feel all right, yeah. Your woman's a winner,
and her name is G,
G.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
ah,
ah, ah, hey,
midnight, midnight. She come around here. She make me feel all right. By midnight. Walking down the street. She come, knock on my door. Knock, knock on my door. They come in my room. Make me feel all right. Feel, feel. Feel, feel. All right, all right. He's a sender. He's a lover. He's a sender. He's a killer.
What's his name?
My name is Glory.
G-O-R-I-A. G-O-R-I-A.
G-O-R-I-A.
On Saturday every day.
G-O-R-I-A.
On Saturday every day.
G-O-R-I-A.
I want shouting every day. In every day. In every day. In every day. In every day.
Let me feel good. Feel, feel. Mama, let me feel, feel good. You're a sinner. You're a sinner.
You're
a sinner.
Yeah. Play guitar, Johnny. Play guitar.
Morrison and Gloria, probably not the version you know, but it's still a cool version nonetheless.
And we picked that one because it was featured in The Outsiders, which is a great movie with some great actors.
A funny story.
Book too. Great book, too.
Yes. Funny story with The Outsiders. Until about a year ago, I had never seen it all the way through. And the reason is that in grade 9, in English class, mm-hmm. back at Westdale, we watched... Teacher, we were reading
that's,
the book.
Sorry, West Hill High School. We didn't go to school at the West Hill Theater.
No, that's true. That would have been cooler.
Yeah.
But the teacher played us she's losing her mind, actually. She was old. She was going senile. And I'm not making fun. Just that's the situation. But we watched the first half of that movie three times because the second and third time she wouldn't listen to anybody that we'd already seen the first half. She didn't believe us at all. She thought we were all trying to mess with her. So we watched the first half of that movie three times. I never saw the ending until about a year ago.
So you never got to hear him say "Stay Golden, Pony Boy"?
Not until about a year ago.
Oh, man. That's harsh. So, and we referenced The Outsiders because The Outsiders recently played at the Playhouse, which we just heard Jacob from the Playhouse talking about his theater and his projectors. So, a recent phenomenon is that, because of the pandemic, a lot of new movies are skipping the theaters altogether and going straight to streaming and not for, $4.99 or not free on Netflix, but for $25, $35 to watch them. What do you think about that, man?
I understand the need to try and make the money back. I also understand the need to try and get the work out there. Like, we got together last year and watched Bill and Ted.
What was it called? The third one? The new one?
Face the Music.
Yeah. And that was fun. You know what? That was fun because we got our two families together and it was only $15.99, I think.
That wasn't too bad. That was reasonable.
Which is reasonable. But the,
imagine if you were one of the people who watched Black Widow for $30.
Black Widow was $35. Jesus. And then you know what? A couple months later, it's just on Disney Plus for the same amount. I don't want to say free on Disney Plus because you are already paying for Disney Plus. So, yeah.
But it doesn't cost you anything extra.
I got to say, I kind of like the idea that, there's some movies that, my family might not want to go see with me that I could watch like right away. I wouldn't have to wait for a whole year. I can watch them in the comfort of my own home. But at the same time,
because nobody else in your home wants to watch Two Girls, One Cup Part Two.
Yeah, nobody, including me. Anyway, but like for instance, the latest James Bond movie. I don't think anybody wants to come see that with me at home. Especially not when there's other things they'd rather see. I don't know if I want to wait a year for it to come out. Streaming or on rental or whatever. So, but I don't know. I hope this trend settles down. I'd like to see things hit the theaters and only the theaters for a little while anyway.
Well, some of the big hits that we've been waiting on. So Spider-Man was supposed to be out last year. So was Ghostbusters, which is out and is doing well.
Only in theaters.
Only in theaters, doing very well.
No streaming available.
No, not as much. Even as much as you try. If you have one of those boxes, it's still not out there.
Yep.
So I'm told. The other one was Top Gun. It's the other big one we're waiting on this year.
Yep.
So, and then a lot of people are waiting for Dune. So,
which is, I think, available on streaming.
Is it?
Yeah. For like $24.99 or whatever.
It's out there if you want to do that. That's fair.
You rent it for whatever that is. But anyway, so what do we got next?
We have another one from an indie film success story. So the film Clerks, and this is not from Clerks, it's from the next film in the series. Kevin Smith wrote and directed this thing, produced the film for about $24,000 US. It went on to make about $20 million in the theater and then untold millions after that in home video. So he did very well and kind of brought Miramax onto this. Between him and Tarantino, Miramax is a company. Or was a company until they changed. Then they got rid of the one brother for various reasons. But so we're going to play something from Kevin Smith's filmography. And this is Weezer. The song is called Suzanne. And it's from the film Mallrats on 101.5 The Hawk.
Suzanne, you're wrong. Of a girl, you're all that I need in the world. I'm your child, then you gush, John. I'm Suzanne. Ooh, you're all that I wanted. When I met
of a girl. Yeah.
Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Steeler's Wheel when they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974 that reached up to number 5 as K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues.
Something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started off with nothing and you found that you're a selfish man, and your friends, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say, some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? Cause I don't think that I can take any more. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. We'll be right back.
self-made man. And your friend the author calling, slap you on the back and say, gee. Something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you. Here I am, stuck in.
Stuck in the Middle with You, Steeler's Wheel, as mentioned by the K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s DJ, well, Stephen Wright. And that, of course, is from the Immortal Reservoir Dogs, as we're talking about indie films. And
yeah, and before that we had, I'm not even going to attempt the German, I was going to try, but it's the Beatles singing I Want to Hold Your Hand in German from the movie Jojo Rabbit that was directed by, here's another thing I'm going to butcher. What's his name?
Taiki Waititi.
Thank you for saving me on that. I got to say, while I love that guy, he is funny. He's a great director. Everything that I've watched of his, I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit yet. It's on my list to see, but he's like
a little
one of
kid
them.
Imagines playing with Hitler. What is bad about that?
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
It looks really interesting, and you know. Thor Ragnarok, we're talking about independent movies tonight, but Thor Ragnarok is certainly not an independent movie. But I
easily
thought
the best of that series so far.
I think it was probably one of my favorite Marvel movies. Just the combination of action and comedy, and I thought it was a great movie.
And Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, and I enjoy him as an actor too. He's like, what's his character's name? Korg or whatever in...
the rock guy?
He's the rock guy. He's that guy. He plays IG-11 or whatever it is in The Mandalorian.
Right.
He's. I hope to see a lot more from him in the future.
Did you see that commercial? I can't remember what it was for, but it was Deadpool arguing with Korg.
Oh, it was the review for Free Guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, that was hilarious. Yes, that was a great thing. We could probably do a whole. And that's it for another night. We could talk about blockbuster movies. Tonight we're talking about independent movies and independent theaters.
This one really isn't independent, but it was played recently.
It wasn't a wide release, the wide theater release. It probably would have played at places like the Westdale and things like that. Not necessarily.
The one we're playing next?
Oh, the one we're playing next. What are we playing next?
From Scrooged.
Oh, yes, right. So this is currently playing at The Staircase, why we picked this one. So it was certainly a blockbuster-type movie with Bill Murray and one of my favorite holiday movies for sure.
Yes, and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, yeah. Love Bobcat. Bob, I can't even say his
Bobcat.
Name. Bobcat. There we go.
Yeah, so it's Al Green and Annie Lennox, Put a Little Love in Your Heart, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Put a little love in your heart and the world. ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No, well, I never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has, which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I never had to knock on wood, and I'm glad I haven't yet, because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I get. Ever had the odds stacked up so high you need a strength most don't possess? Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. No. I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and prepare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out. Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has, which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I never had to knock on wood, and I'm glad I have again, because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I get. Someone who has, which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I never had to, but I better knock on wood, cause I'm sure it isn't good, and I'm glad I haven't yet. That's the impression that I get.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Town is the impression that I get from the film Chasing Amy.
Another Kevin Smith movie.
Yes.
And a great tune. I love the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. They're
lots of fun. My friends, we're nearly out of time, so it pains me to tell you this, but we got one more song to play.
And so if you take anything away from tonight, go to some independent theaters, see some independent movies. Hamilton has some great ones.
That's true. And at some point, hopefully, they'll have a Monty Python night play this song. They'll play the movie this is from. So, from The Life of Brian.
And Spamalot.
And Spamalot. Is always look on the bright side of life, which is also a great way to live. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Soundtrack Show, and be excellent to each other. Night, everybody.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Ain't
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget forget about your scene. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true.